Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings, I am Dr. Carol Jordan, Temporary Assistant Registrar, Student Affairs Admissions at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. At 3:30 p.m. on December 17, 1904, an explosion within the Manjat mine at Vistabella in Trinidad resulted in the death of 17 laborers, 10 of whom were Barbadians, and left several others injured in what was to be the worst Manjat mining disaster within the region. Once again, as was often the case with Manjat mining on Barbados, the disregard for the safety of miners and laborers was evident. This was proven by the fact that naked lights, specifically lights which were not protected from the gases, which flowed freely within such mines, were used within this large mine, which was saturated with odorless, invisible, and highly poisonous flammable gas. At the time of this disaster, very little mining legislation existed in Trinidad to govern that island's Manjat mining operations, and a coroner's inquest returned a verdict of gullible negligence against the owner and manager of the mine. The names of the 10 Barbadian miners who lost their lives were Edward Beckles, 22, Joseph Harewood, 20, Clifford Blenman, 20, who had arrived from Barbados days earlier, Joseph Goddard, 30, Joseph Belgrove, Juan A. Bird, Thomas Rice, Willie Butcher, Mortimer Ramsey, 19, and Edwin Brewster. Each of these young migrant Barbadian workers died not as a result of the fire caused by the explosion, but as a result of the inhalation of deadly carbolic oxide gas, which resulted in suffocation and death. At least four Barbadians, namely Reginald Ward, Charles Doyle, Norman Ellis, Juan D. Bramble, and mine foreman Christopher Hoyt, survived the tragedy with their lives. The fact that the bodies of each man was found at the foot of ladders leading to the surface 200 feet above suggests that each man was aware of the clear and present danger they faced. The bodies of the 10 young Barbadian miners, all young men in the prime of their lives, were interred in the San Fernando Cemetery. In the years following the Vistabella mining tragedy, Barbadians continued to migrate to Trinidad, and many continued to mine that island's Manjat mines for the precious mineral, but never again did such a tragedy occur like that which befell those 10 young Barbadians who lost their lives tragically within the Vistabella Manjat mine on this day, 17th December 1904.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.